A letter to her daughter, Regina Annabel Hernandez, Mexican journalist. Well, the man whose job it is to tackle worldwide drug trafficking is the head of the UN's Office on Drugs and Crime, Antonio Maria Costa. So we asked him to reflect for us on the highs and lows of his year and on what his hopes are for 2009.
In some countries, criminals are turned into folk heroes. Let us tear off the mask of these thugs. And what do we see? We see business operators, like the criminals who offer migrants a passage to Europe from Africa and then leave people adrift in leaky boats to die. Criminals are looking to make a fast buck, where there is the highest rate of return for the lowest risk. That is why, if you look at the map of the world, there is a clear overlap between the world's troubled spots and areas of illicit activity. Look at West Africa, that has never had a drug problem in the past and is now under attack from Latin American drug cartels. We must also focus more on parts of Central America and the Caribbean that are caught in the crossfire between the world's biggest producer of cocaine and the biggest consumers. We have to take a tough stand against violent thugs like the Mexican gangs that are chopping off the heads, yes, of competitors, but also of women, or even children, or the Somali pirates, or the Afghan drug lords, or West African bandits who operate with impunity. But law enforcement, while essential, is not the only solution. We must reduce demand for the goods and the services provided by criminal groups, like the sex trade, or counterfeit luxury goods, or exotic wood products. This is particularly important when it comes to drug control. Even if you could, by some miracle, eliminate the world's entire supply of drugs, cocaine, for example, or heroin and cannabis, and even if we could seize all the drugs that are being trafficked, we would still have at least 25 million people on this planet who are drug dependent. Therefore, my plea for 2009 is to pay more attention to drug addiction as an illness, as a health condition, by lowering the barriers to drug prevention and treatment, and by building integrity and the rule of law in fragile states, we can build a safer world where there is security and justice for all. Season greetings and all the best for the new year.
As the head of the UN's Office on Drugs and Crime, Antonio Maria Costa.